For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 208 of Fourth and John. I am Dale Saunders, here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. And today is a day that we've been thinking about for the last couple months. I mean, this is an end of the road, boys to men, cue music, a guy that we've been talking about, and he's been near and dear to our hearts. He's still on the roster, technically, but this could be the end of the ages for Zach Ertz. But June 1st is here, come and gone. It's the 4 p.m. mark has come and gone. And today's show, we're talking about the cap situation and just a little bit of Zach Ertz update. He's still on the roster. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, do you guys have any special moments you want to share about Zach Ertz?
Can I jump to it? Because I know mine's going to be taken. It's got to be him diving across the end zone in the Super Bowl, man. Come on. There's no Zach Ertz moment that can really top that one. That one was the pinnacle of all of our lives. Just watching the Eagles finally bask in the glory of winning a Super Bowl. He was a major factor in that, not only in that game, but that season. The connection that my man had with Wentz was on another level. But, you know, as soon as Wentz leaves, it kind of makes sense that this follows suit. It was getting a little bit long in the tooth. The relationship with Zach Ertz starting off the way or it did last year, him complaining about, the contract. It's a shame that it had to end this way. But it's not like we don't have another tight end waiting in the fold there. So we're going to keep on moving.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm gonna let Ev have that moment with the, you know, with the highlight, the best highlight of his career. But one day,
so long, farewell.
One that I definitely remember is probably that New York Giants game, the Sunday night or the Thursday night game, I think it was. They came back, tied the game. Going into overtime and ended up getting the game-winning touchdown, back-to-back touchdowns by Zach Ertz. You know, that was probably one of his, like, last strongest moments. So that was, you know, a moment that I'll definitely forget. But, yeah, besides that, you know, yeah, definitely going to be missing Julie. You
know? So that's what you were emotional about.
Yeah, she's out the door, you know, saying it's all right. Julie, you know what I mean? You're always going to be that baby of mine, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
I'm a messy.
Let's take it easy. Take it easy. There was a report from Jeremy Fowler at ESPN. Talks on a potential Zach Ertz trade have been ongoing for quite some time, but fairly quiet of late. At least three tight end needy teams have looked into this. Eagles have made clear that they won't part for nothing in return, making a release unlikely. Things could back up this week. And then Field Yates, also from ESPN, says the Bills have converted $11 million of wide receiver Stephon Diggs' base salary into signing bonus, creating $7.8 million in 2021 cap space per source. That's a team that's been zeroed in terms of Zach Ertz. You know, we were talking about him during the draft, him being moved. That didn't happen. But we're in a good space in terms of, if we moved them earlier, it would have been, you know, you know, we would have got less back. We're in a potential time in our lives where we can get 8.5 mil. Should I repeat that?
Please do.
8.5 mil. And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
This.
More money, more money, more money.
Everyone likes more money, right? Everyone likes more money. And looking at the cap space, this was according to the NFLPA earlier today, 3.8 mil. You know, that's not making Howie happy, right? You know,
just look at the grimace on his face.
All of a sudden, thanks to Alshon and Malik Jackson, 4 million save. Do you know what that means?
More money.
More money, more money, more money.
Yes. Now looking at the cap here, this is we have 7.8 mil. So, yes, I mean, look, Howie's got his thumb up. I mean,
he's feeling
Prime,
better.
Prime, are you guys feeling good about yourself?
I'm feeling 7.8. Better.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a serious jump. I mean, I before jumping on, I was just thrown that news. You know, I didn't even know that that didn't hit, you know, that got taken off the cap. So knowing that the fact that we save 4 million onto what we already have, yeah, shit, it's like we just got, you know, I mean, a gift handed to us. So, I mean, I'm definitely excited at the fact that, you know, some way, somehow we found some dough somewhere, somehow, you know what I mean?
I feel that. But like, there's one thing that I kind of have in the back of my mind, because I feel like this is something that ends up happening a lot, where this team will threaten to hold on to a player if they don't end up getting the requisite kind of return that they wanted for a deal. But ultimately, don't we want more money?
More money, more money, more money.
So my question is that do we really, is Howie kind of playing chicken right now? Because I think that's more or less what's happening. I don't know if there's all this talk about, well, if we don't get the right deal, then we're just going to hold on to him. We're going to keep him for the rest of the year. I don't think there's any real way where Zach Ertz comes back. I think that Howie, if he doesn't end up getting the deal that he wants, would just end up releasing him and try and get that mo money. Do you guys agree?
I mean, hey, if that's the way to go out and do it, I mean, why not? Like, why go ahead? Like you said, why hold on to the baggage? You know, all bullshit aside, you know, it's part of the business. Whatever we got to do to go ahead and get that extra dough in our pockets, let's make it happen. So, yeah, I mean, I can see how we go ahead and pushing that button pretty quick.
You think he could release him, Gale? Just outright release him?
I mean, if they can't get the trade they want and they feel like it's you know, he's definitely got to play hardball and try and keep face. You know, we know that he's not at camp. This will be a perfect time for him to blend in with Sirianni. With the writing's on the wall. The writing's been on the wall since he was on the field.
But come
the
on,
writing was on the.
At the same time, man. At the same time, he didn't do no wonders for the other guy. He didn't hear the other guy out. He didn't waste no time with the other guy. So what's going to be any different from with Zach come, you know, the next couple of days?
I mean, when you saw Zach Ertz on the stand, like during the presser when he started crying, like that was not just. I mean, it was emotion and it was a lot of his feelings on the table. But that's a player that knows when the end
is here.
It's here.
Yeah, man.
I think that we knew that he knew that moment when he was sitting out there with Jason and Carson. Oh. When they were sitting out on the field having their little powwow after the game, I was kind of convinced that Kelsey was going to retire and both Ertz and Wentz were going to be gone. I'm very thankful that Kelsey decided to come back for one more year. But as Mark said, that was definitely goodbye.
That was a depressing moment, man. I mean, shit, I remember that shit clearly. We were talking about it for a while. Like, just seeing those three huddle up and then, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? They're gone. Going after, like, it's it.
Now, looking at the situation, obviously we know that the rookies need to be signed, right? Correct. According to Jimmy Kempsey in his quick maths, you only need 3.6 million in change to sign the rookie class. And this now only accounts for Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, and Milton Williams as the only account for the top 51 of players on the team. You know, you have to look more into that, but obviously
I think that's kind of eye-opening. I mean, that's something that I don't think that the majority of the fan base knows about. It wasn't something I really was very well versed on heading into this offseason, but the fact that really the only top 51 guys on your roster counting against your cap, I mean, that goes a long way for rookie signing and how much money you're going to have left.
And then if Zach Ertz is traded or released, $8.5 million, which, you know what that means? Anyone?
Mo money.
Mo money.
Mo money. Mo money. Mo money.
So I mean, obviously, we've been pushing the Mo money thing, but the Mo money can easily be knocked down once we sign a guy, maybe a potential free agent, out on the street, by the man name of Steven Nelson. Mm-hmm. We all know that there's one move that's, if you look at the roster and how it's set up, where's the hole? CB2.
Yep.
And his social media activity makes me still feel a certain way. He's like retweeting Eagle stuff.
I know. But like,
is he playing with our emotions?
That's been done to me before. Teasing. That's been done to me before. was that not Jadeveon Clowney last offseason? Or no, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, Yannick Ngakoue last offseason. Yeah. Yep. There was a whole bunch of that. Sharing the Philly cheesesteak, sharing some Eagles jerseys he liked. Like, all right, you're just trying to get us all hot and bothered up here in Philadelphia.
Narada's out here in the chat. Shout out to all the people in the chat, by the way. Singing Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. He's hitting the high notes, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Zeller's saying trade him. He's like trade him. The issue is like, where do we trade him? I know Mike K put out an article on AJ.com today. Some interesting places. I didn't really think about Carolina as a trading destination. Jacksonville. We do have Caldwell, who could facilitate some trades to Jaguars. I mean, they got Tim Tebow down there trying out for tight end. I mean, you could add Zach Ertz. You look at Arizona, another potential area where Jordan Hicks. You guys remember Jordan Hicks?
I do remember.
Yeah, man.
Jordan, does that do anything for you?
That would be full circle right there. I feel like that would be kind of a difficult pill for the Eagles fans to swallow, just because, like, I mean, they would all be backing bringing in a legit linebacker to come in here. But at the same time, I know there'd be a ton of them being like, oh, well, we should have never got rid of him. Then we wouldn't have had to give up Ertz to get him. That conversation is going to be happening if that were the trade that happened, even though this is just the way that things shake out sometimes.
The chat is they are trolling Prime. They said Prime is scrolling through Julie's Instagram and tearing up. I think we're going to have a talk with Prime's lady. Let's get into a serious
Prime's issue. Tear ducts are empty at this point.
Jerome says, we have got Tyree Jackson as tight ends too. We're good, baby. Dick Rod's still out there.
Potential? Yes, sir. Oh yeah, I've been saying for a minute. I like Dick Rod as a number two. Anytime he gets the opportunity, the dude delivers. Man, he's a reliable tight end too, in my opinion. And he was kind of like sitting there being wasted as our third tight end when we had two other guys in front of him. I'm not saying he's a guy that's going to absolutely come in and take the game over, but if you're looking for a tight end two, that's what Richard Rodgers is, and Dallas Goedert is a bona fide tight end one.
Sir.
Interesting. You know what else is bona fide?
What's that?
Around here? I got to lead you into everything.
Mo money?
No. Anyway, listen to the news. We got breaking news.
Oh, you said bona fide.
Yes, man. Are you listening, bro? Breaking news. This is important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is a public service announcement. News you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. The new trimmer was just released only moments ago. And we, that means me, Prime, and Evan, are the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
And Gail said we were one of the first people to be able to try the new 4.0. We are blown away by the performance. This thing is complete craftsmanship. The details are next level on the 4.0. If you still got the 3.0, seriously, what are you doing? Upgrade that shit. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin safe technology is so good that it seems as if the Manscaped team had worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure that your testes are as safe as possible, because we all know that we've had those incidents in the bathroom. The blood starts dripping, you start panicking, you're like, oh my god, did I sever it? No, not with the Manscaped. You didn't. You're going to be fine. It's going to protect your skin and keep you safe. What makes this trimmer different than other trimmers though? It's the multifunction on off switch that can engage a travel lock. It's created for people that like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has that 4K LED spotlight. You can do a precise shave even if you're in the middle of the jungle. The new trimmer even allows for custom trim all over your junk for additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. If you want to get real creative with it, give yourself a little afro down there. I think it'd look pretty sick. And looks-wise, it's sleek. With a two-toned matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Like, who aren't you going to impress if you show this thing off? Show that mower off loud and proud. Get a Manscaped.
The optimized lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will certainly thank you.
Big fish, little boat, asking the very important questions. I'm sure you could, whatever you're into. Shout out to y'all.
That Manscaped technology is upgraded, not just ball hair. We're talking butt hair as well. But yeah, try it out.
Eric said Prime trims his beard with his.
Damn.
I mean, we're going to have a review sooner or later. Yeah, but shout out to manscaped.com.
FANSIDED20. Hey,
Father's Day is coming up, you know.
Be quite the gift to give your father as a conversation starter.
Hey, pops, you might want
to
show your boy.
I was talking to mom. You know what she said to me?
Yeah, I mean, imagine that conversation. You walk in the living room. Hey, dad, I think it's time you shave your nuts. What did you say, son? I'm 80 years old. I haven't shaved my balls since.
This isn't the 70s anymore. Watch some new porn. You'll understand what's going on.
Shout out to Philly Foothills in the building. Shout out to everyone in the chat. I mean, everybody is I think everyone's a little bit excited about this time when you have money. You know, it's not great to be broke. I'm not saying we got mo money. We got
mo money.
We got some money, but regarding, you know, the 3 mil that we had before, having like 7.8 mil, that's kind of like being rich right now. For Howie's sake.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Big difference.
We got Pete Nathan in the building asking, are they trading Ertz? I mean, I think they've been trying to trade Ertz. And I think Howie Roseman at this moment is trying to have his best poker face.
Yeah, he's got the phone in one hand and the man sided on the other.
You know, the league knows they're sitting there waiting for Ertz to drop.
Yeah.
They can't get the deal. I mean, like who's actually out there trying to make this deal?
Well, it seems like the Bills and the Cardinals. Thank you. Cardinals. But like you just said, Gail, I think that just kind of got back to what my point was, is that like everybody in the league is waiting for Ertz to drop. So why would a team really shell out a great deal, a great package to get Ertz when the dude's going to be made available in a few days' time?
And I agree. You know, I mean, the fact that, like you mentioned earlier, like, is Howie just going to go ahead and outright release him? You know what I mean? So it's like they pretty much have that in the back of their mind, too. Like, you can't go wrong with saving $8.5 million by just releasing the guy. So yeah, you can see a lot of teams right now just kind of sitting back and not doing so much pushing and calling all that stuff, because it's like pretty no matter what, if they feel like, you know, Zach is going to end up falling right in their laps.
Do you think Carson's doing any lobbying in Indy?
I would hope so, man. Like, I would hope so. Like,
if a guy like if a guy like Joe Burrow, who was literally a rookie last year and like has an awful injury, very clearly needs an offensive line in front of him. If he's able to lobby for one of his wide receivers, I think that a guy who has had as much success with Zach Ertz as Carson Wentz did, I would think that he would definitely be lobbying for him.
And it's not like it's not a position they, you know, they can't, you know,
upgrade.
Use.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Speaking of lobbying, I saw Jock talk in the chat, lobbying for a wrench. I have to figure out what those wrenches mean on YouTube, but definitely hit me up. I will definitely. A wrench? Yeah. Wrench. See?
Like a wrench? A wrench. Used on a car? Wrench. Okay.
Wrench as in. We'll talk about it after the show, Evan.
Are we doing another ad that I don't know about?
it's nerd talk, you know. It's
brought nerd to talk. You by Snap-on Tools.
I mean, any moves out there? Like, obviously, Steve Nelson is the guy that everyone keeps talking about. Like, he's the guy that everyone's interested in. Any other players besides Steve Nelson? I mean, there was also that. Rumors out there about KJ Wright being, you know, is that again a linebacker? I mean, what does KJ Wright do for you,
dude? KJ Wright does a lot for me, man. This dude has been a dominant linebacker in the league for quite a bit now. And if we were to go from last year with the linebacking core that we had and upgrade it with Eric Wilson and then throw in a KJ Wright in there, like that is a completely different second layer defense right there. And thank you. I'm glad that everybody is appreciating the beard. It's getting pretty long. Waking up with it in my mouth. It's kind of, but I'm dealing with it.
Evan. Got the mod going, equals the wrench. So Jock Talk is lobbying to be the mod on YouTube.
Oh, gotcha.
There you go.
All right, I'm caught up. Thanks, guys.
Now, the talk of Julio Jones, obviously, you know, everyone's geeked about this guy. I mean, he's got the double earring loop with the throwback. Again, like as much as people like, if you notice, we haven't really talked about Julio Jones on the show.
Yeah, we don't got Julio Jones money.
No, I mean, you could technically, if you really want it, you could get him and make it work. But like when I say we don't have Julio Jones money, and I'm looking at you, my black dad look, like when we're in the store, like we're gonna buy like three things,
yeah,
versus buying one big thing with Julio Jones money. Like
his extension,
give it up.
His extension was like 3 years, like $66 million, wasn't it? I mean, somewhere in that range, like over $20 million a year. Like, I don't know if we got Julio Jones money like that.
You could make it work. Like, they could make it work, but
yeah, they always find.
But what did you say? Like 7 minutes ago. What's the number one most glaring hole on our team?
CB2.
So if we get that Julio Jones, what the hell does that do for the biggest hole in our team?
But hold on. Were we expecting that four that we ended up getting today, though?
The what?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the designated June 1st one with Alshon and Malik. That was all set up. So we knew we were getting that $4 million. So it's like, again, you know, Zellers, Lamont Tracy, he says, is it worth it? I just feel like, I mean, obviously we'd all be geeked out having Julio Jones's team. That's without a doubt. We saw what he did. We know who Julio Jones is. It's just saying you have a CB2 wide open, glaring hole, can't miss. It's there. It's looking you dead in the face. We can get by with these wide receivers. We have a young group. You still serviceable veteran wide receivers out there. I have to look in deeper into that, but you know it is what it is. Shout out to Birdman in the building, Trey Day in the building, and Mark Bird. Shout out to Mark Bird. He said Mark Bird says, can Julio play cornerback? He probably could.
Not to probably the level could. We need him to. I mean, maybe better than a used tire salesman.
Yeah.
And also shout out to Mark. We did get your package in the mail. Mark, who is a great friend of the show, wants to give, you know, the Phillies haven't been giving back to the fans in Philadelphia.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So Mark is the only one that's giving in Phillies Nation. He has three hats that he wants to give away to some of the people in the chat.
Nice.
So we're gonna figure that out.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate you, man.
Thankful.
Can we figure that out on this show, you think?
Did you want to give them away right now? Is that what you're saying?
We could. Is that it? People in the chat, are you ready to win a hat? Dead silence in the chat. Pete Nathan said he's in.
I'm in. Pete Nathan said it's a Phillies hat. Yes.
It's a Phillies hat. It's
Jack talks hat. In.
Pete, it's got a P in the front. Phillies hat.
Eric says yes. Talk amongst yourself. I will get the hat, sir.
All right. That's interesting. Dude, Mark is the man though. Mark has been following the show for quite a minute now. It's not the first time he sent something in to give away. So yeah, we're really thankful for that, man.
Yeah, I mean, the guy tunes in every week and he's always chiming. So it's like, yeah, I definitely appreciate the fact that he goes out of his way to go ahead and do this for us.
Prime, I got a question for you though. Yes, have you ever considered going with like a multi-light sort of thing going on down there? See, like we're in Philly season right now, or Sixer season. Have you thought about getting like a red light down there? And okay.
No. This is Eagles land only.
That's fair.
All Eagles, man.
I have some random calendar stuff here. Okay, we're gonna show off the hats here. You ready? We have a camo.
Okay,
that's nice.
I know Prime would like this one.
Yeah, you put that to the side. Why'd you even show that?
This is a nice one.
That's a nice one.
I would keep this for myself, but it's all about
the people. Real nice.
That's about the people here. Then we have a Phillies.
Class.
This is a Under Armour hat.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a Under Armour Phillies hat, but
yeah. They're pretty popular.
I fuck with it. Right. I mean that top hat part looks comfortable.
And then we have a fitted. So this is a 7 1/4.
Oh, okay.
Phillies hat.
My size.
Are you serious?
Very nice.
My size.
Is it?
My size.
I love the old style Phillies logo too.
7 1/4, baby. You know what I mean?
All right. We can bring up some real quick trivia.
You got the calendar on you?
I do have the calendar, bro. I'm always ready.
All right.
Morris says she likes the Phillies cap.
So are we going to do these in order? Like, so you're going to win this hat, or are we going to whoever gets the first question, they get to choose what hat? How are we going to do that?
Time is money. Money is time. Are we going to go first question?
Yeah, we got
it. Whoever gets it first gets the hat, bro.
Which hat are they going for now then?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, we got to put a time too. All that Googling and shit.
Hey, the first one who comes up.
It's the first one that answers. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to be able to stop them from Googling. All right. So this is for here. I'll make a little banner real quick. So this is for Pal. Camo hat.
This is for the camo hat.
All right. So what's the question here, Mr. Saunders? Moneybag says no cheating.
I got one.
You got one? Do you know the answer to it?
I know the answer to it.
Okay. Is it right?
Right. We're going to have a conversation after this. Now, who was Jalen Hurts' first touchdown pass to?
Okay. I like that.
That could be interesting. This is for the
First answer, right?
Yep. First correct answer gets the hat. Yeah.
Why would you put that one on first?
Because we know you like it the best.
Oh, we
Mark, we got to talk. You got to let me know where you get that from.
Got G Ward from Tradelphia. Morris saying Alshon.
Tradelphia. Tradelphia got it.
Tradelphia got it. G Ward.
Trey. Hey, Trey, make sure Trey Day, Mr. Trey Day, make sure you shoot us your address and we'll get it out.
Don't put it you don't have to put it in the chat here if you want to message one of us directly.
Good shit, Trey.
Let's see here.
All right. So let me write that down so we don't lose it. Trey Delphia camo hat. Okay. What's in the what we got going on next? The red and blue.
We got the red and blue here. You guys ready for this one?
Sir.
This is for the blue hat, red and blue hat, Phillies hat, Under Armour. What Tongan-born running back from Brigham Young amassed 1,885 yards, returning punts and kickoffs for the Eagles from 1992 to 93? The question
I'm going to plead ignorance on this one. I was born in 94.
It's okay. Google. What Tongan-born running back from Brigham Young
amassed
1,885 yards, returning punts and kickoffs? I know it ain't him. For the Eagles from 1992 to 1993.
Five.
Yes, sir. Pete Rayner.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Pete Rayner is he's overseas. And you know what? That means when you send overseas. You know what that means?
More money, more money, more money.
Bruh, come on. So Pete was the first?
Pete was the first.
Pete was first.
I mean, you know, I don't know who Sia Hema is, but I know what he meant. I know what he's saying.
And all we're right, gonna close so, it out.
Pete Rayner's got blue and go ahead.
7 1/4, right? 7 1/4. This hat right here. If you don't know your hat size, for this Phillies throwback hat, the question is:
you don't fit it, I'll take it.
In 2018, the Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. He was one of NFL record 11 players to catch 100-plus catches. The first one to tell me how many catches he had in that season.
The season he broke the record? Right?
He was one of. This is an easy question. This is the layup. This is the layup. If you got slow Wi-Fi, this is where you have to start questioning things. Up, Tim Hayes in the building, 116 for you slow ass Googling folks out there and people listening to the podcast. The answer is 116. Zach Ertz had 116 receptions that year.
Pete's
this is to honor Zach Ertz. So Zach Ertz has given to us, and thanks to Mark Bird, we are giving to the people 116. And I think Pete Rayner, man.
Wow, look at Tim.
Okay, Tim.
Unacceptable.
But
is that unacceptable?
Is Googling cheating nowadays?
The problem is that you can't tell. We can't, from the position we're in, tell who's using Google and who's not. So it's a fair game for everybody. Cheating is fair game in these scenarios.
Pete says, don't send it to Miguel. Yes, we're going to send it to you. Okay. We've sent to Australia before. Okay. That's how we do.
More money, more money, more money.
we're men of our words, and that's what we do around here. But I mean, just going around the room, and Evan, any final thoughts before we jump ship?
Zach, you know, I want to just say I appreciate everything that you did. Thank you for the Super Bowl. I just got a drone, so if I can get a drone shot of you leaving town, I think that could be a really cool shot. Other than that.
Rough crowd, man.
Prime, can we get a heartfelt thought on Ertz and not his wife?
Man, look, appreciate everything you did for us. You know, I mean, it's part of the business. You know, we get over it. I got over Carson leaving, you know what I mean? I'll get over you. I don't think I could ever get over Julie, but you know what I mean? See how that goes.
Jeez.
Best of luck. Best of luck to you, bro.
I'm just going to give a shout out to Zach Ertz, a guy who we've seen the ups and downs of his career. He's always been a tremendous hard worker. He's seen the wrath of Eagles fans out there. Where a time in my life I was blocked by Zach Ertz, and then
still blocked.
I'm not blocked by it, Zach
You're
Ertz.
Still blocked.
It's the only good blocking he ever did.
Unblocked me, and just overall, I mean, just he's a genuine good dude. I think he really there's times in players' careers in Philadelphia where they begin to understand the city, and they like kind of move right with the same vibes as the city. I think that him and his wife have been integral parts in the community. He's been a leader on the team, and for the fact that he was one of the guys that came up huge in the Super Bowl, diving across that line, I will never forget that moment. It's a moment that I hold dear to me, and Zach Ertz is one of those guys. Like, regardless if he's not on this team, you know, whatever, he cemented his legacy in the city of Philadelphia. And we had a great ride, I'm still root him on. And hey, man, if somehow he's not going to be on this team, we know that. I hate to give him the boys to men goodbye, but it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. People in the chat are definitely. You know, Mark says, I will always cherish my Super Bowl 52 Ertz jersey. Thanks for all he did while wearing midnight green.
Ev, I feel like we got set up.
Leave it on there.
Got
what?
We got set up. We got set up. You know, we were getting clowned by giving some sympathy stories about that. And did you just see that? Like, that was a straight sympathy right there. Like, wow, bro.
I'm kind of tough with future ex-Eagles, so.
Like, damn millennials, man. I see how the breakup. Is this how you used to break up with the girls you dated? Evan's the type of dude's like, we're over, out, see you later, nice knowing you. Prime's like, on to the next one. I'm the one sitting here being friends, like,
okay.
I'm wishing you the best.
It's not so, you, it was me.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Moneybag says, yo, it's much love and thanks for all you did for the time. Trey Day says, the time was challenging, everything, it was a catch or not, it was definitely a catch. Man, hey, man, at the end of the day, man, we got some good years at Ertz.
Absolutely. Mad love.
Yep.
It is what
it
is.
Best, man. I truly do wish him the best.
I don't believe Evan.
Yeah.
But either way,
you
guys. Thank you guys for sticking with us. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.